Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But listen, all these things that are going on right now with elections, and I think David Barton with Wall Builders has a great perspective. And remember, it doesn't matter what happens with secular governments and all these different things. God's kingdom stands, and there's an expectation for us as Christians to be able to respond. Take a look at David Barton, what he has to say about these election results.
The primaries are over on the Republican side, and for me, the results are disappointing. It seems like there's a lot of people who didn't want to choose the timeless principles that have guided us. It's as in Exodus 11. A lot of people chose quail when God really wanted them to have manna. Psalms 106:15 says that he gave them their request, but they also got leanness to their souls. The election results, the way they turned out, really is a call to arms. When you see a foundation crumbling, you don't look at trying to repaint the porch or fix the cracks in the walls. You go to the foundation. You look at the foundation. We start with Galatians 6:9. It says, "Weary not in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you don't faint." So we hang in there. This is certainly not the first time in America that we've had a culture in conflict. Back in the 1830s and the 1840s, Congress was consistently and aggressively moving forth measures that violated the inalienable right to liberty for all individuals and all persons. John Quincy Adams got involved in Congress at that time, and Congress was overwhelmingly pro-slavery. He was pretty much almost a lone voice against slavery. For almost 17 years, he worked in Congress, many times standing completely alone, but he wouldn't give up and he wouldn't back down. When challenged as to why he would do that, his answer was very clear. He said, "Duty is ours, results are God's." I look at the election results and I remember three life lessons. The first life lesson is, nothing catches God by surprise. The second one is that God is not nearly so concerned with what happens to you as with how you respond to what happens to you. And the third one is that all things will work together for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. The timeless principles given us by God have not changed, and they will work every time they are applied. Some have chosen to ignore these timeless principles, but we don't abandon or walk away from all that we've fought for. Rather, we've become more engaged. We look at electing people for local office, for city council and school boards. We look at electing people to county office. We can look at electing good people for state representative and for federal Congress. We become more engaged and we get our neighbors engaged. We need to make sure that our neighbors are registered to vote and that they choose God-fearing leaders. And that above all, we teach ourselves and others to think and act biblically.
It is. So you're looking at, you know, if you don't know, go to VFNTV.com/vote and find out what you need to do to be able to get educated in your vote. And it's so important. You think about it. This is mindset of most folks is that if they don't think somebody's going to win based on what they're hearing from secular media, they don't vote. If you would have, if the press would have been around, today's press would have been around while Jesus is walking on the face of the earth in his ministry, every broadcast would have been led by some Pharisee or right. Sadducee, and they would be telling you that Jesus is not going to win. He's not going to be the new leader. They would tell you that. And they would tell you that his viewpoints and the direction that he's going in is the wrong direction. And if you want to vote for the winning party, because I'm telling you, more people are going to vote against Jesus than for Jesus. And you know, if that same mindset, if that was happening today, more people would have voted against Jesus thinking, "I want to vote for the winning candidate." They thought they were the winning candidate, but they were voting for Lucifer. When they're voting for someone other than Jesus, when they're saying, "I'm not going to follow Jesus," everybody's not going to make that decision.
That's right.
Why does the road of those who go and vote against Jesus, and this is not about voting, just make a decision for Jesus. There's going to be more people that say no to Jesus than say yes to Jesus. Mm-hmm. But narrow is the way, and fewer are the people that actually vote or select and say, "Jesus is going to be the Lord of my life." You got to learn to be able to stand up when you and three other people are the only people voting for God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yep.
If they would have had the mindset that I'm only going to vote for someone because they're going to be the one that wins, you're going to vote for Nebuchadnezzar instead of voting for
right.
God.
And you might even get it. He might even get into office, but the actual results that happened because of the right votes, it's not going to be a desirable environment.
The one that counts was the one that showed up in the furnace, fiery furnace, was the fourth man, Jesus. When you vote for God, when you say, I'm not talking about any candidate is God. I'm talking about when you vote godly values and godly principles, and this person saying, I'm going to kill children and I'm going to, you know, come against Israel, and you vote for that person, you're not voting for God. You're voting more for like a Nebuchadnezzar mindset, some sort of economical thing. I encourage you to go to vfntv.com/vote and get educated no matter where you are in America, because there's so many things there to educate you on all the candidates who actually filled out these questionnaires to be able to know what their values are. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFNTV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.